store for details.
Dr. Ken, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken is the phone number. Doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I answer all your questions from head to toe. Anything you ever wanted to ask a doctor, you've been to the doctor and you're left with questions unanswered, I'd like to help you. Are you wondering what's going on? You have a symptom, you can't figure it out, or have you been offered treatments and you're looking for other solutions? I'm a very traditionally trained doctor, University of Pennsylvania, internship and residency at Duke. I was a cardiology fellow at the University of California, San Francisco. You can't get any more traditional than that. But in the 25 years I've been in practice, I've realized that I'm not an alternative doctor, but I like to think of myself as a blended or integrative doctor. I take the best of both worlds, especially when there's evidence. So I can give you answers from the alternative world if there's evidence from there, and I'll give you solutions from the traditional world. There's very few things in medicine I haven't seen at least once. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I want to help you. That's why I'm here. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's the toll-free number from anywhere in the country. 1-888-55 DRKEN. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We were speaking to a very charming, bright physician's assistant. Physician's assistants are some of the unsung heroes of medicine. I love working with them. I trained at Duke, which is actually where the whole idea of physician assistant originated, so I'm so comfortable with them, and I was involved in training them when I was at Duke, and I've worked with them in my practice, and I think that they're just a wonderful addition to the healthcare system. She is in the field of dermatology, a skin subspecialist. And I think it's so important that we talk more to Deborah, because this week, the medical breakthrough of the week comes out of the FDA just late on Friday, announcing that they approved a drug. It's the first melanoma drug to extend life. It's called, it's a mouthful, a little bit hard to pronounce, ipilimumab. That's the scientific or the chemical or the generic name. The branded name is a little bit easy, Yervoy, Yervoy. But melanoma, it's the deadliest type of skin cancer, and the FDA has approved the first drug shown to prolong the lives of patients with a late stage or metastatic melanoma. As I said before, it's not a home run, but it's hope, and the extension of life is about 10 months, and I think it's going to open up a whole new family of drugs that will use your immune system to fight melanoma instead of chemotherapy, which just is not effective with melanoma. Let's welcome back to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, Deborah from Forsyth, Georgia. Deborah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tell me about your concerns. You were educating the listeners. Please go ahead.
Well, I was just going to get you to kind of help corroborate with me, but I see so many young people in the South. Of course, we live in the Sun Belt, but we see a lot of people that have preventable skin cancers in general, and melanomas can be prevented, but I have such a hard time convincing people to do the basic things, like if you're at high risk, you definitely need to get screening. We offer it to anybody that walks through the door, but I have to actually twist people's arms sometimes, even those at high risk, to just get a full body screening, you know, and all I do is just look them over. But I look with an educated eye. I've been doing this for 32 years. I know moles. And people will say to me, I hear this all the time, even people that have had a melanoma, I don't have anything. I've even found them 10 minutes after somebody told me that, you know. And it's just amazing that even with all the education that you do start seeing in the news, although some of it is misinformation, but we're seeing a lot more about it, I still see people that, you know, they come in and they're tanning. You can tell them over and over again, tanning is a risk factor. You know, you can get a fake tan that looks identical to a real tan. And just if you would weigh in on that, I get people that telling me, no, I need vitamin D, and they've already had 12 skin cancers. They're not absorbing it anyway. They're 50 years old or higher, and they need to get a supplement if they're low. But, you know, it's like I spend more than half of my day trying to convince people to do things to prevent cancer that is preventable. And early detectable cancers are – I think even melanomas, if you can detect them early, although we don't ever consider them totally cured, they're still so preventable. And if you could just kind of weigh in on that and kind of, you know, anything else you might could add. The other thing, I've already had some questions. Some people have asked me, well, why do I need sunscreen when there's a cure for melanoma now? And I don't think people understand. It's not a cure.
Exactly.
It's a treatment that only people that are in late-stage melanoma may be able to get, probably not easily because it's going to be so expensive. And, you know, we send people to Emory for, you know, stage two or above melanomas, but still, by the time it's in the stage where they can use UVoy, you know, it sure could have been prevented if they started really early, not just in their childhood, but, you know, even it's never too late to start using sun protection. And I'm not just talking about sunscreen. You know, indoor ultraviolet radiation, that adds up a little bit here, a little bit there. I get people telling me all the time, I only use it when I go fishing. How often do you fish? 3 times a year. Okay, you need it every day. Why do I need it every day? Because you have a tan. You have damage to your skin. So, you know, it's my soapbox, and, you know, I tell you, it just breaks my heart when I see a 30-year-old woman come in with a, you know, Karts level 4 or Breslow's level higher, you know, and they come in and they have a melanoma, and it could have been prevented, and yet I'm still having a hard time telling them, no more tanning beds. You can tell I'm frustrated. I think it's my goal in life to help people be educated, and it sometimes seems like an uphill struggle, but I'm going to keep on doing it because that's what I love to do.
I think you got a rung on the ladder to heaven this morning, Deborah, because you are educating our listeners. I think a lot of the issues with this area is just denial and fear. People are afraid to see what's going on. I recommend all my patients get into their birthday suit with their spouse and just look each other over once a month. I also try to encourage my patients to stay out of the sun except for maybe 10 or 15 minutes a day and unprotected, and we can talk about that. But I get them out of there because I tell them it's going to age their skin. Next, we're going to talk about some of the drug alerts. Deborah, thanks so much for joining Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Prizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Dr. Ken doing my thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm taking your calls. We do have another line or two open. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, toll free from coast to coast. I'll get you on. I won't embarrass you. I'll answer any of your health care questions from head to toe. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. I promised you some drug alerts. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. Spiriva beats Cerevin for COPD. Once daily Spiriva may be more effective at reducing risk for exacerbations among people with moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, we call this COPD, than Cerevin. COPD is the name. It's given to progressive lung diseases. They include emphysema and chronic bronchitis, and they just make it hard to breathe. COPD symptoms can worsen during these exacerbations, so increasing the amount of time between such flares is an important part of managing your COPD. Both Spiriva and Servant, they're long-acting bronchodilators. They open the airways, but they do so via different mechanisms. And one more drug alert. This is out of the Canadian Medical Association Journal, that the risks may outweigh the benefits for a certain kind of blood pressure drug combination. You know, there are different families, classes of medicines that we use for lowering blood pressure. And two of the families, one is called an ACE inhibitor, lisinopril, Zestril, Capitin was the original, Vasotec. There's a lot of them, all the prills. And then another family is called the ARBs, the angiotensin receptor blockers. Cozar is a good example here. There are a number of them. But what they're recommending is that many, especially older people struggling with high blood pressure, are being inappropriately and unnecessarily prescribed this combination of blood pressure medications. Often the dual use of these have serious consequences at increased risk for kidney failure and even death. Talk to your doctors if you're on this combination. I think the only time should be the rare person who has a very, very weak heart failure and has very good kidney function. Otherwise, be on one or the other. Let's go out to Coburn, Virginia, and welcome Nancy. Nancy, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Oh, Dr. Ken.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, I'm a little confused. Several years ago, I read about the silent epidemic of hepatitis C.
Yes.
And in my annual physical, I asked the doctor if he would test me for it. It came back positive. I think that as far as the
Nancy, what's your question? How can I help you?
I took the interferon.
Uh-huh.
It did not work.
Okay. So you're looking for other options?
Yes.
Okay, let's just talk for a second about hepatitis C. Hepatitis C is a viral infection of the liver. And it's usually caused by blood transfusion or organ transplants before 1992. This was before we had a blood test for it. It can be due to shared needles. At childbirth, a small number of babies who are born to mothers with hepatitis C can get this. And unfortunately, a very common way that it's now passed is by sexual contact. So it usually today can be prevented. And how long have you had this, Nancy?
I'm really not sure.
You're not sure. Okay.
I was tested for it about 7 years ago.
Okay.
But I had a blood transfusion.
Yes.
Back in the 70s.
That would have done it. Before 1992, we were guessing it was horrible, and we had no other choice, and it was either die without blood or get hepatitis C. And I lived through that era as a physician, and I'm so glad we now test for it, and my heart goes out to you, Nancy. Sounds like you got it from that era. There are antiviral medications, and you mentioned one of them. There's a series of them. And if that doesn't work, liver transplantation is always an option. What I want you to do, Nancy, is you need to get yourself to a center where they specialize in hepatitis C, and get yourself with a gastroenterologist, a hepatologist. This is a liver specialist who's after specializing in the GI tract, goes into the liver. And I think that's where you need to be. And maybe liver transplantation is where you're going down the road. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-55 DRKEN. Next, we're going to be talking more about some of the kitty corners. Smile and your kids will eat healthy out of the Medical Journal of Obesity. 1-888-55 DRKEN. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
/ backup.
DRKEN. We have a couple of lines open. I'll continue to update you with all the health news. Great questions, great callers today. Let's head over to Birmingham, Alabama, and welcome Rhonda. We have a great affiliate in Birmingham. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you.
Hi, Rhonda. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you. I just have a really quick question regarding still melanoma.
Sure.
I was diagnosed with, I had a mole removed, and I had a call back, of course, that it was atypia or moderate atypia. And then they wanted to have, you know, surgically remove the rest of it.
And now your pulse is not what it used to be, is it?
No, and only because it's at the top of my rib cage, and
yes.
You know, of course, it's right there at my heart, and so I can't help but wonder, is that precancerous?
This is really scary stuff, isn't it?
It is, because
it
spreads so quickly to organs, and I just worry.
And I'm glad you called, because anyone who's been through this knows, and if you're poo-pooing this, you've never been through it yourself.
Right.
I hope you have a very good understanding dermatologist.
I do. He's extremely wonderful. We have a hospital here, Brookwood.
Yes.
So that's where I'll be going.
And they've done a biopsy on the mole that they removed?
They did.
And I have
several moles. I get it. It's passed down through, you know, my family.
Okay.
And, you know, I've had my father and my grandfather, they've both had melanoma. And so it just really concerns me. Especially with it being right there in the one that they removed.
Let's talk about the symptoms of a melanoma. You know, the first symptom is a change in an existing mole. Were these moles just always there, or are they changing?
I'm really not sure. I've honestly just not paid attention to them because I have so many.
And the other is the development of a new, unusual-looking growth on your skin. But I guess when you have so many, it's hard to know, isn't it? We have to tag you, Rhonda.
I know.
All right. Well, I'm glad you have a good dermatologist. The wear and tear of stress over this can be worse than the problem.
Okay.
But I'm sure you're doing all the right things to prevent this. You know, as we heard, I'm sure that you're avoiding midday sun. I'm sure you're wearing sunscreen year-round. You're wearing protective clothing, avoiding the tanning beds. And what you need to do is, and this may sound obvious, but just become very familiar with your skin. You know, you said, oh, I've got so many, I'm not so sure. You sound wonderful, Rhonda, and you know, I don't want to lose any good people. We don't have enough of them on planet Earth. So I want you to just become very familiar with your skin.
Okay.
Okay. And do you have a spouse?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Does he love you a lot?
Oh, he says he does.
Well, let's test him, okay?
Okay.
And this is a job. What guy, boy, I wish I had this job. This is what guy would turn this one down. I want him to become familiar with your skin also, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And you can, you know, there's a job. If he loves you, he will never refuse.
And, okay.
And this will keep you out of trouble. And you just stay close to your dermatologist, okay, Rhonda?
Okay, I will. He has told me I've got to come in once a year and I've also get checked.
Absolutely.
But.
Become familiar with your skin, okay? And I know it's tough. I'm not saying this is easy because I can picture your skin, Rhonda. And but just become. Thanks so much for calling. Let's stay in Birmingham and welcome Chris to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so for the last 3 days, I've had a numbness in my left arm, and it's tingling constantly, and I don't know what to think about it, really.
Have you had any neck issues?
My neck's hard to turn every now and then, but it goes back to turning okay most of the time.
Have you had any trauma? Did you break anything?
No, sir.
Okay. These things are usually due to a fracture, a nerve compression or nerve damage. I don't know if you're a diabetic.
No, sir.
You can get infections or injury, or you can be exposed to toxic materials that can cause neuropathies. You can have a ganglion cyst. There's something called Raynaud's disease where you have an inappropriately reacting circulation. It doesn't sound to me like you had a stroke. The other thing is sometimes this can even be angina, inadequate blood flow to the heart. Does this occur with exertion?
Is it a what?
Does this occur with exertion, with your rest of your body?
No, sir.
Strenuous activity. It can be due to B12 deficiencies or alcohol. What I want you to do, there's a lot of reasons why you can have this, Chris. You need a good internist. Please get to your internist yesterday and get this diagnosed. If you can't get any help, just call me back. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to be talking about Ken's Kitty Corner, all some new stories with our kids. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. DrKenShow.com. Don't miss it. www.drkenshow.com. Give it a check.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Join me on my medical office on the radio each week at this time. I'd love to have you help you, your family, your friends. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Tell a few people about us. I want to help as many people as we can. 1-888-55 DRKEN. Each week I'll review all the medical journals and I'll bring you up to date on all of the important medical news, the breakthroughs of the week. And you don't have to take any notes. It's all reviewed on my website, drkenshow.com. In the next few days, we'll have it all up there. And we do have a line or two open. You may want to grab it. They're going quick today. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN, toll free from anywhere in America. Again, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. Let's go out to Hermosa, South Dakota, and welcome Betty. Betty, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Betty.
Yes, thank you. I'm 79 years old, have had high blood pressure. I'm on warfarin, metoprolol. Yeah, clonidine, lisinopril, and I have heard on our local news radio that something else happened in Japan, and there is radioactive iodine heading our way. And the host of the show said, get on your kelp now.
Oh, Betty, don't, please. That's just going to raise your blood pressure. I can't tell you how important mental health control from stress and physical activity will raise blood pressure. I don't think you have to worry in South Dakota about the radiation. So please don't worry, and if you do, I will alert you, I promise, and you have a lot of other things to be concerned about. So you're on clonidine, lisinopril, and metoprolol for your blood pressure, and you're on a blood thinner, warfarin. Do you have atrial fibrillation?
Yes.
So, okay, So the clonidine and the metoprolol, especially the metoprolol, helps to control your heart rate, and you have this irregular heartbeat, like a bag of worms beating, and you're on the warfarin as a blood thinner to make sure you don't have a clot so you don't have a stroke. Betty, please don't worry about the radiation unless you're taking a trip to Japan. I think in South Dakota you are quite okay, okay?
Well, what would happen if I did take some kelp?
I wouldn't take it because you're worried about radiation. I don't think you need to take potassium iodide. Potassium iodide has its own risk factors if you were about to be exposed. And at your age, the risk of the thyroid risk is really much more concerning for the young, for people who are pregnant. And it's not going to help those who, even the potassium iodide is going to help little those as we get older and older. But really realize you'll get more radiation right now if you hop on an airplane.
Okay.
So please don't worry. And if things, just stay vigilant, just stay aware. But you have many other things to be concerned about. Please don't be at all concerned about that, okay?
So you haven't heard about the radiation coming in on the West Coast?
I think the risk right now is not here in America. It's you're going to be okay, okay? And if it changes, I'll let you know. Betty in Hermosa, South Dakota, please don't let this increase your blood pressure. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. And we'll keep you up to date on if anything changes with the radiation. But right now, I would just put that on the back burner unless you're traveling to Japan. And I think you've got other things to be concerned about. I'd like to bring you up to date a little bit about the kiddies. What's more important than keeping our children healthy? One of the most important things is trying to keep our kids avoiding obesity, and this is a very practical breakthrough out of the medical journal Obesity. Smile and your kids will eat healthy. It seems that kids are influenced by emotions when it comes to eating. If you want your kids to eat their broccoli, you might try smiling when you eat your own vegetables. It really will work. Try it. Also, could a type of ear infection help make kids obese? This is out of the Archives of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery, that ear infections actually affect the sense of taste, and this could create excess weight gain in kids. If your kids have obesity and have had persistent ear infections, get them to the ear specialist because this might be a culprit. And this I'm not making up. Out of the Archives of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery this week. Also, interesting information out of the medical journal Pediatrics about extreme preemies being at risk for asthma. Young adults who were born very premature may have an increased risk of asthma. Those born very early, that's between the 23rd and 27th week of pregnancy, they were more than twice as likely to have asthma as young adults born full term. So if you were an early preemie, you may want to just do what you can to lower your risk. Talk to your doctor, your lung specialist about this. Teen ER visits due to ecstasy are on the rise. This is out of Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Ecstasy, its use is rising among teens and young adults. And parents, be aware, this is a street drug. It's not for use by our kids. Talk to them about it. Tell them, you know, this becomes a party drug. Tell the kids to stay away from ecstasy. This is a bad one. Get in front of it and talk to them about it. Doug Steffen.
Hi,
what about Doug Steffen? Doug's with us?
Hi. Yeah, Doug's with you.
Okay, welcome back, Doug.
Hi. So here's the story. The reason that I'm not with you today is because I'm doing some farm stuff in central New York State. And I'm listening to you and going apoplectic, listening to that lady call from South Dakota or North Dakota, wherever she was, that you're too nice. And so what I want to do is drill home something that really needs to be said. This whole news media cabal that has suggested that there is danger in America because of radiation. It didn't maybe in news media there's some unbelievably irresponsible people who are on the air doing unbelievable harm, that this service here is being perpetrated on people because they want to sell something. They're in cahoots with people that are selling these iodine pills. I wanted to swear at the people who are this irresponsible is even too good a word for it. There is absolutely no danger. You said it, but I'm saying it in a more
I didn't want to get her blood pressure any higher.
You know what? But you see that the people are listening to this from these people, these charlatans, who are only interested in selling something and scaring nice people like that into going out and buy. Listen to her. She was determined to go find some stuff and take it, even if it was powder to her own good in the medical, the various medical procedures she's going through, the various things that she's taking. And she's so scared about the radiation poisoning. No danger from radiation. There is no radiation that's coming here. As you said so aptly, you'll get more radiation from eating a banana or from getting on an airplane than you will from anything that's going to come out of Japan. Why can't we just underscore that? Anybody who believes or tries to convince you of something is a TV liar. I mean, it's that. This stuff goes on all the time, and every once in a while I blow a fuse when I listen to these people. Good God, people. They're lying to you. There is no danger. Relax. Listen to what Ken said. Take your my blood pressure.
I don't want your blood pressure going up there.
God, these people, they're unbelievable. They ought to be run out of the business. Anyway, I think I made my point.
Thanks so much. And also, we're talking about the kids, Doug. Firstborn kids, they seem to have more food allergies. This is out of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. And also, outgrowing milk allergy. This is something Doug knows a lot about. May take some babies longer than expected. This is out of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology this week. About 2.5% of children younger than 3 years are allergic to milk. Just give the kids a little more patience. Children may not be outgrowing their allergy to milk as quickly as previously believed, so just hang in there. And also,
they wouldn't be allergic to it if they were on raw milk, and I know that sounds self-serving.
And
if
Zoloft
made just like mother's milk.
And to help them get back on milk, or Zoloft, this is out of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology this week. Zoloft may be the magic bullet. Children with severe milk allergies may be able to rapidly overcome their sensitivities with the help of this drug, Zoloft. Talk to your pediatricians about it.
You know what the Zoloft is? I heard something this week. Zoloft is, there's a colostrum component to it, if it's the same stuff that I heard about.
It's a biological drug, Doug, that helps to quiet an overly aggressive immune response.
Wouldn't colostrum fit that same sort of description?
It sounds like it's in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, right. All right, well, there we go. I'm going back to my driving, and you go back to doing a great program.
All right. Thanks so much, Doug. You're the best. 1-888-55 Dr. Kent. And Doug's driving. Let me just say one more thing about the kids. This is out of the Medical Journal of Pediatrics. Doug's amazing. Yeah, thanks for helping me here. Kids should ride rear-facing longer. This is a big headline in the Medical Journal Pediatrics this week. All of your pediatricians, they don't miss a month without reading this medical journal. Kids should sit in rear-facing car seats as long as they fit or until age 2. After that, they should ride in booster seats up to age 8, or if they're still too small to fit correctly in seat belts. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Next, we're going to untangle the mystery about actress Elizabeth Taylor. What happened? Why did she die this week? Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes,
with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. And Doug was in there for a moment. We're glad to have him. 1-888-55. Dr. Ken is the number toll-free from anywhere in America. Come join us. We do have another line open. Grab it. They're going quickly. 1-888-55-DRKN. Let's head over to Ohio. We haven't been to Ohio today. And Mount Vernon, welcome, Major. Major, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Major.
Good morning, Doctor. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Fantastic. I love your program.
Thank you.
It's very informative and helps out quite a bit.
We're glad you're here.
The question that I have, not the local top over there, but the question I have is, the lady you talked to before, she said she had atrial fibrillation. Well, I've got the same thing, but I'd like to know what some preventative measures are for that, other than taking medications for, you know, is there any food that I can eat or any particular program I can go on? Well, you got the gist of it anyway.
Well, how do you prevent atrial fibrillation? One is to find the fountain of youth, because atrial fibrillation atrial fibrillation is actually a problem of getting older. Atrial fibrillation is when the top part of the heart starts to beat like a bag of worms. The heart beats very irregularly. About 2.5 million Americans have this. It just becomes more common as you get older. President Bush had this. President Bush 1 had this. It's so common, and we're seeing so much more of this as the population gets older. The big concern about it is as the heart beats very rapidly, it doesn't fill with blood, so your pressure can go low. And once we control your heart rate, then the problem becomes that you can form clots in the top of the heart, then they can be compressed, propelled to the brain, and you have a stroke.
Okay.
We like to put you on a blood thinner, either aspirin or Coumadin, warfarin, and now there's another option, Pradaxa, which the nice thing about Pradaxa, it is for atrial fibrillation. If you're on Coumadin or warfarin, you're under age 75, you can go on Pradaxa. You don't have to get blood tests every so often, quite often sometimes, to adjust the dose, because there's only, for depending on your kidney function, there's only one dose for everybody for Pradaxa. It only comes in two separate doses. We dose it based on your kidney function. You're done. No more blood tests. So if you're on Coumadin or warfarin for atrial fibrillation, talk to your doctors about Pradaxa as an option. And for people who, sometimes we use aspirin. It depends on whether you've had heart failure, high blood pressure, what your age is, whether you have diabetes, whether you've had a stroke or not. If you have those risk factors, a combination of them, we measure you, we assess you, and we decide whether you need either an adult aspirin 325 or something stronger, Coumadin, warfarin, or now Pradaxa. So, Major, do they want to put you on blood thinner?
I'm on blood thinners.
You're on Coumadin?
I'm on Coumadin. I'm also on Plavix.
Well, Coumadin and Plavix. Whoa. How come both? You have a stent?
I don't know.
Do you have a stent?
No.
You have no stent?
I've got bypasses. I've had bypasses.
Have you ever had a stroke?
No.
I want you to ask the doctor why you're on both, because maybe you need them, but that's not a common combination, because that's industrial strength blood thinning.
Right. Now, how do you spell that production?
P is in Paul. R-A-D as in David, A-X-A. Do me a favor, Major. Don't stop any medicine without talking to the doctor. I'm not telling you to stop the Plavix. I'm telling you to ask a question because, you know, maybe, I take care of a couple of heart patients, and maybe a few, you know, not too many of my patients are on both Plavix or Coumadin unless they've recently have had a stent put in.
Right.
So please ask your doctor. You may have a very tricky clotting issue, and I don't want you to change, but that just raises some red flags. Okay, Major?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Major, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's say head out to California. It's about time we get there. Good morning, California, Rancho Mirage. Janet, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited to talk to you because I enjoy you on the radio.
Can you, in fact, the clock is beating down my throat. Will you hold on, Janet?
Sure.
We're going to talk to Janet. She wants to talk about triglycerides, and I'm going to talk about actress Elizabeth Taylor next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
AAA55 Dr. Ken. You can find me here each week at this time. Also daily on Good Day with Doug. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Let's go back west to Rancho Mirage, California, and re-welcome Janet. Welcome back, Janet.
Thank you. I had some news this week. I had my lab repeated after 6 months, which I always have done, and I got a call from the nurse at the office that my triglycerides were 291.
Okay.
And that was elevated by 132 points in September. Now, my cholesterol is 170, and the HDL was 43.
Okay.
And the doctor wanted to know if I would consider trying niaspan 500 milligrams at bedtime. But I told her I wanted to research this, and I am not really happy with reading the side effects. So I would really treasure your opinion.
Absolutely.
On the fact that if I really got serious about this with walking, an exercise program, and cutting down on my, fats, if I could really improve this in like 3 months.
Well, I could get your triglycerides down under 150, which is the goal, with some lifestyle changes, and I'll go over them with you because you're not that far away. The niaspan does a few things. It increases the good cholesterol, HDL. It lowers the bad cholesterol, LDL. Sometimes it might affect a little bit of the triglycerides. I'm a little more concerned that they were concerned about your bad cholesterol. Do you know what it was, the LDL?
Yes.
LDL, bad cholesterol.
No, Lousy. She just said, oh, triglycerides, 291.
But she did she tell you your LDL?
Do you know what? I just have total cholesterol. Oh, LDL.
Yes.
Oh, 69.
Your LDL is 6. You sure it's just plain 69?
It says.
That's yes, great.
Because I have the normal here, 0 to 99.
Okay.
LDL, cholesterol, calcium.
Is 69 not 169?
Nope, 69.
That's beautiful. And do you have any heart history as far as you know?
No, I have mitral valve prolapse.
But no, no coronary issues, circulation issues?
No, no.
Okay,
and I
great.
Do take medicine for
Janet,
blood pressure.
Janet, if your bad cholesterol is 69, your HDL is a little bit low, your triglycerides are a little high, if you were my patient, my humble opinion, with no hard history of circulation issues, I would first try 3 months of diet. What raises triglycerides are the white flour products, the white flour, white sugar products, the bakery goods. So in Rancho Mirage, you want to steer clear of all the bakeries, okay?
Okay.
And wait, and there's some good ones there. I've driven through there, so that's not going to be easy, but get some of your friends to stay clear with you, because this can get contagious, and if you have support, it'll help. I want you to get into an exercise program after the doctor says it's okay. Are you in ideal body weight? Is your height a little short for your weight?
No, I am overweight by okay. like 40 pounds.
Okay,
40,
well.
Yeah.
Well, you know, getting your weight down would be ideal and would absolutely get this to where you want it to be. That's probably the biggest reason why your triglycerides are elevated. What Medifast, what I would do is, you know, go to Medifast Dr. Ken, and they have a fantastic diet program. It's very healthy, and Medifast DrKen.com is just a wonderful program, and they can help you. Check your thyroid. That's another thing. You don't want a low thyroid. That'll increase your triglycerides and minimize the alcohol, you know, 0 to 1 per day. But I think with some lifestyle changes, Janet, getting down to ideal body weight, avoiding the white flour products, you'll be able to do it. Janet in Rancho Mirage, California, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. So what happened to actress Elizabeth Taylor? She died of heart failure this past Tuesday in L.A. She was 79 years old, and she was diagnosed with congestive heart failure in 2004. This refers to the heart's inability to do an adequate job of pumping blood to the body's vital organs. She also, interestingly, underwent an experimental procedure that involved a mitral clip. It's an experimental procedure that involves repairing a leaky heart valve using a clip device without open heart surgery. Unfortunately, we lost her, and we'll miss her. I'm so glad you were with us. Please join us each week. The rest of the news I didn't have time for will be at drkenshow.com, drkenshow.com. Also, dougsteffen.com is also another great source to keep up with all of us, dougsteffen.com. Tell your friends, tell your family, join us each week at this time. Be well, everybody. Bye-bye.